B-Pod Studios.
So it's Tuesday, right?
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Excuse me, I must get up now.
Why now, after all this time?
After all this time, why now?
Some of us have jobs to get to.
What you do for a job is not really a great way to make a living, you know?
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Well, we might as well get this over with.
Yep, let's go.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay, Uncle, this is enough. It's enough.
Two days in a row.
What's today's date?
December 3rd.
It's not January. Okay, good. No. Yesterday was Cyber Monday.
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure we didn't leap ahead
in
January.
Yeah.
Some
you
weird
haven't been sleeping
vortex
all month.
We
nope.
got through. This is crazy already.
Yeah, it was kind of scary coming in.
How was your ride?
I took it Nana style.
Nana style?
Yeah, so I just
both
like...
Both hands on
the
wheel.
Yeah, 10 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Me like right up against the steering wheel, peering
yes.
over.
I can
like,
see it now.
Tapping the brakes, going about 20 miles an hour.
Hey, you know, I know you're kidding, but braking is tough today.
It's four-wheel drive, not four-wheel stop.
Exactly. And you're going to pump those brakes.
Yeah, don't crowd the plow. All the signs are out. Let the plow guys and the conga lines.
I saw a couple people doing that, and I was like, what?
Crowding the plow?
Just even on the side roads. I'm like, really?
What are you doing? No. So this wraps up hopefully about 10, 11 this morning.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
For another commute.
Winter Wonderland.
Enjoy your house with your kids today.
Yeah, lots of
nobody's having school, right? I mean, I don't want to venture to say, but...
A lot of cancels.
Yep. It's a good day for the kids. It's good snow to shovel. It's got that nice, wet,
super
bulky,
heavy
super
for young
heavy.
People.
Yeah. It's good.
Snow.
Good day for the kids. I love it. This should be wrapping up here.
How
about
many
10
inches
or 11.
Did you get up north?
Yeah, I got an easy 9 to 10 yesterday.
No.
In Andover. It was amazing amount of snow.
Do you have a snowblower?
I do.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay.
So that was fun, getting the snowblower. Not big enough. I got to go Brian style.
Oh,
yeah.
I think my...
Stick with me. I'll get you a nice Aaron's, nice 30-inch.
I think my snowblower is Nana style. So
is it?
It's small. I need to go bigger now.
I snowblowed for the first time last
careful.
Year. I know.
Be careful.
For the first time last year. It's not easy.
It's far
away from
so
you.
Much fun. It's my favorite thing to do.
Is it?
Oh, I love
it's
it.
Because it's quiet.
Quiet.
You're alone.
I used to have a neighbor. I used to have a neighbor that would blow his snow into my yard. if I wasn't looking.
Yeah.
One day I was in one of the, in the bedroom, and I'm hearing just splatter against my walls.
Oh, yeah.
And I look out, and he's just blown it in my yard.
Did you go tackle him?
I did.
Yeah.
I said, dude, you can't do it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry you got caught. That's bad snowblow etiquette.
Yes,
don't
it
do
is.
That.
There's
all right.
There's a thing.
It's 29 in Boston, so look for snow to taper off this morning. High 36. Tomorrow 42, so maybe there'll be a little melting. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be lovely.
But meanwhile, if you didn't do this, it's probably too late.
I gotta get the bread and milk.
There you go.
I gotta get the bread and milk.
Oh, you know that guy. You know that guy.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show.
Ready?
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
All right. It's brought to you by Dunkin'. Talk about hungry eyes. Get holidayin' at Dunkin' with $2 medium lattes, cappuccinos, and Americanos from 2 to 6 with holiday flavors like gingerbread s'mores, peppermint mocha, and winter white chocolate. The holiday run on Dunkin', it excludes your signature lattes. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Doesn't that sound delish?
It All sure right. does.
What's cool, LBM?
Okay, it's the most important word of the year according to dictionary.com, and it comes from Toy Story 4.
Okay.
It's very weird.
Is it a threat?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
All right. If you want to get out of the this weather, this could be your day. I'll tell you why.
Okay. Why? And we do 5 good deeds a month. I'll tell you the most common good deed we do. And I'm willing to bet you've done it this month. At least the number one.
Really?
We'll find out. Okay.
I don't know.
I think if you haven't, I'd be surprised. Okay. What do you got?
All right, dictionary.com came out with their most important word of the year. They do this every year, and I'm always kind of interested. This year, it kind of comes from Toy Story 4. The word is existential.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Existential.
Existential. I'm sorry. Yeah, existential. You know, they had a pronunciation of it, and I heard it, and I'm like, no, that sounds different from what I'm going to say. Existential crisis.
Right.
Now, this is interesting to me because it comes from the movie Toy Story 4. Because it's inspired by Forky, who is a naive, existence-questioning spork with googly eyes and pipe-cleaner arms. And upon coming to life, he spends most of his time trying to throw himself away. All right? So he thinks he's trash.
Yeah, okay.
So he's having an existential crisis.
I haven't
That's,
seen
like,
that.
Hard to say, like, in terms of, like, espresso existential. It's the most important word of the year because people were Googling it after a lot of bad things happened and people were questioning what's it all about, Alfie.
Yeah.
It's another movie.
Yeah, that's an underrated movie.
Right. And song, Burt Bacharach.
But back in the day, you could be an existentialist, right? So.
What do you mean?
Well, that was somebody who
read Rhinoceros.
Yeah, you're just, if you're an existentialist, you just always were questioning, you know, life
existence.
And everything about existence.
That's annoying.
Yeah, I wasn't
at
one.
A dinner party.
Nope, you're not one. I'm not one. We were not existential
threats. But anyway,
think
about your life, everybody.
That's the word of the year. Great. Brian Bell.
Well, if you want to instead just get away, you know, today is Giving Tuesday, where people donate to charity and a lot of matching things
going on.
And that's nice.
Well, that wasn't that yesterday?
No,
it's
today, because it's Tuesday.
No, I mean Cyber Monday.
Giving Tuesday, Black Friday.
The charity angle.
All right.
But
yeah.
I didn't even know this was a day. Since 2017, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving is also Travel Tuesday.
Okay.
So you can get some good deals if you're planning on booking a trip already. Like a lot of the airlines have deals, and a lot of the Orbitz, Travelocity, like those guys have gotten
right
in.
Right?
I mean, all right. Qantas, very limited, but they have $100 flights to Australia.
Wow.
Yeah, but you got to fly to Australia.
What's wrong with that?
It's nice there.
I'd go.
But so there are some good deals out there. So if you have been thinking, maybe check it out today. You can get a really good price.
Is it summer in Australia?
Yeah, I think it is.
I think
that's
it is
the other, that Southern Hemisphere thing.
I could. Right about
maybe
now.
You should start thinking about your existence
a
little.
Existential.
Look out the window.
Okay. Back where I come from, there are men who do nothing all day but good deeds.
Yes.
They are called good deed doers.
Yes. One of the most.
I love that.
Isn't he
so
great?
Much.
One of the most underrated actors of all time. He's so underrated. I don't know his name, but he's great. He was in like 5 different roles in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
Isn't he? He was great, but no one knows his name.
Nah,
that's
he's
terrible.
He's probably had an existential crisis.
You know what? He probably did, because he's like, I'm everything in this movie, and all you want is Dorothy. Okay, fine. What about Dog? Yes. Okay, here you go. The top 3 good deeds we do, us good deed doers. Number 3, every month we do these. Letting someone with fewer items cut in line at the store.
I do that.
That's a good deed.
I do that.
Number 2, giving someone directions.
I do not do that.
You do not do
because
that.
I give directions like this. I'm like, hey, you go where the house that's not there anymore. You take a right. Oh, maybe no, that's a left. Sorry about that. Wait, let's start over. That's how I go.
and they walk away shaking their head. Okay, I'm more lost now. Number 1, I know you do this, holding the door for a stranger.
Oh, well, that's not a good deed.
That's a good deed.
That's manners. That's common decency. Well,
these days, we'll take it. Okay?
Right?
Because it's saying something. So 66% of us hold the door.
Only 60.
66.
So 44% of you need to go back to bed and rethink about your life.
Yeah.
Existential crisis.
There we have a crisis. Nobody's opening the door anymore.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. You guys want to have some fun this morning?
Nope.
Yes, you do.
All right.
Okay.
We have to.
You want to hear the baby names of the year? I'll give you just the boy and girl.
Sure.
Any guesses for boy? Give me a guess.
Xavier.
No.
Not on it.
Brandon.
No. Brandon. Nope. It's Liam.
Oh, that's
Liam.
Nice.
Nice name for boys.
Yeah.
For the girls, any guesses? Starts with a C.
I hope Caitlin.
Nope. Brian, starts with a C.
Christina.
It's a classic.
Oh.
A classic.
Yeah.
Claire.
Claire.
Close. Charlotte.
Oh, that's Charlotte. My niece's name.
There you go. Name of the year.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that cute? So I saw something on Twitter that yesterday that made me laugh.
That's rare.
Yeah, I know. Well, made me think. If you had to name your baby after last night's dinner, what would your baby's name be? The last thing you ate for dinner.
The last thing I ate? Okay.
Let's do dinner. What would your baby's name be if, let's say, you had a boy? What would it be?
A boy or a girl. It could go either way. Okay. Ritz. Ritz Cracker.
That's the last thing
Ritz Cracker Falcone. That's what I did. Ritz? Yeah, Lucy didn't feel well, so we were having crackers.
I like the name Ritz, though. That's
Ritz
not
Falcone.
You better live up to that.
Author or stripper? You decide.
Pretty good.
Yeah, right?
Well,
okay.
Sounds kind of fancy.
Wasn't that a song?
Yes, it does.
By Taco?
Yeah.
Putting on the Ritz. Brian, what would your baby's name be? The last thing you ate for dinner?
Well, last night we got Christo's. You know, Christo's to go.
Yeah, but what was the food?
Pizza.
Pizza, oh.
Christo's pizza.
But you go with Christo.
Yeah, it's a Christo's, you know, the little part.
That was good. All right, that's legit. You could actually get away with that.
Because it was named after a guy.
Yeah. There you go. So it's a boy, Christo. Not bad. We had leftover sweet potato casserole. So that would be the name of my kid.
Sweet potato casserole.
Isn't that a great name?
Bronson.
Yeah. I'd go with casserole.
That was actually
I'd go with sweet potato.
That was the name of my dog when I first adopted my old dog.
Sweet potato.
I'd like to hear. Let's see if you can
I think I would want to be called sweet potato, though, as a pet name.
How about just
potato? It's right up there with, like, mother or big mama. Sweet potato.
Hey, sweet potato.
You want to go to the movies tonight, sweet potato?
You're lumpy there,
sweet
potato.
Yeah, exactly. There's something about a sweet potato that just doesn't really inspire.
It's a superfood. Come on.
Anyway, play that game at work today if you're still listening. Play it at work. It'll be fun. Okay. What's coming up with your laundry this morning?
Oh, well, you know, we have lots of fun things, including but not limited to the Peloton commercial. Mm. There's a commercial that on TV, and people are worried about the woman in it.
Really? Mm-hmm. On Peloton? Okay.
Okay.
I'm all ears.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, LBF, how funky strong is your fight?
How funky strong is my fight?
That's what Michael's asking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No one's ever asked you that?
Fascinating. You listen to the words.
Yeah. How funky strong. Isn't that
not
what he says?
Not that funky.
You're not that funky strong?
No. Okay. No. But I do have some.
I don't think you want to be funky strong.
No.
Fun fact about
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
A psychic says that Michael Jackson and George Michael are making music together in heaven, according to a British TV psychic. And also, Johnny Depp is producing a Michael Jackson musical. It's called Michael Jackson As Told by His Glove. It's from the perspective of the sequin glove.
Now, that is funky strong.
That is funky strong.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Okay.
That's the weirdest. All right. We have a couple of concerts coming up in the summer that I'm really excited about. But first, I would like to speak of the Christmas present that is sweeping the internet right now.
Okay.
All right. So there's a very expensive stationary bike you can buy. Mm-hmm. And they have an ad for Christmas. And
Thy shall not be named.
No, I don't know. It's like, you decide what it is.
You know what it is.
And so the commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
30-second commercial of a husband gifting his rail-thin wife a Peloton.
Yeah. Oh my God! LBF!
Went through all that.
Melatonin.
Melatonin bike. I love it. That's great. Melatonin bike.
A bike, an exercise bike that's very expensive. And she video blogs her journey on the bike.
Yeah.
And then the
melatonin bike.
And then it's like she loses like 3 pounds. It's just, and the Twitter machine went crazy
because of her struggle is real.
Because it's really weird to gift somebody an exercise
machine. They want it.
Unless they want as a surprise.
Anyone wants to gift me one, feel free, because I would really like
even
that.
Even if you wanted something like that, I really don't think I would want it on Christmas morning as a surprise.
Yeah, you wouldn't like that.
Anyway.
Santa can fit it in the sleigh, bring it on down the chimney.
The tweets were hilarious. One woman said, so sweet. My husband was inspired by the blank ad to get me a pair of pants and a child's medium and a handwritten note that says, don't blanking touch me until you can fit into these.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That commercial would be better if at the end you found out she used it to train hard every day so that the following year she could beat the blank out of her husband for buying her an exercise bike for Christmas.
So they're mad at two things. They're mad that they're using a rail thin woman, wife. Right.
Like, at the end, she's like, doesn't have to
change her life. And then also, that's what she got for Christmas.
Yeah, I think two things. Like, you know, an exercise machine of any sort as a surprise gift is bad form. And
it's up there with an appliance, is it?
It is. Mm-hmm. Yep, useful is not what you should be going for.
I'm only
going to
disagree on this one.
Yeah.
Because if you, like, I ride my bike, and I would love that.
Okay,
and
I do not
amazing.
Ride a bike.
Right.
And
if
I
gave you one, it would be
we'd
little
be
weird.
Yes,
work divorced.
Yeah, we work divorced. It would be.
I think Kate knows what to give Brian.
Yes,
now.
Exactly.
Yep.
Quickly, Billie Eilish is 17 years old. Mm-hmm. She was being interviewed by Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel, and she did not know who Van Halen was, and now she's.
That's okay, because I don't know who Billie Eilish.
Is a 17 year old who sings about boys, and she's very like. Things like this, blah, blah. It's really, whatever.
Emo.
She's fine. Mm. But concerts that are coming up, I'm very excited. Chicago is announcing a summer tour with Rick Springfield. They're coming to the Xfinity Center July 19th. Alanis Morissette is going to have a Jagged Little Pill anniversary tour. Yeah. They're going to be in Mansfield at the Xfinity Center on July 9th. I'm very thrilled about those things.
Do you know who made it to 71 today?
Who?
Ozzy Osbourne, 71.
Do you
think he's older than that?
Yeah.
I know.
So he's 90.
Yes, but also that he's 71 is really quite miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
It's great.
It's quite miraculous.
You know what? Maybe he's got one of those bikes.
Yeah.
I could see him on
that. Well, if you know what? He's not going to see 72 if he gets his wife one for Christmas.
I think she'd like it. I think she would love it.
Get off the bike.
All right. Hey, listen, we are excited to tell you about our first ever Breakfast with Santa Claus.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, True Confession Tuesday. We know you're maybe a little on the preoccupied side, you know, driving and the stuff. We don't want you to call. It's hands-free. Hands-free, please. But it is True Confession Tuesday. So, first of all, we thought, let's talk to snow plow drivers. They've always got great stories.
They sure do.
Some, I mean, I'm telling you, these guys, it's amazing what they do, the hours they work. They've probably seen so many different things.
Yes.
And done some things.
Yeah, you know, lack of sleep causes an issue with mailboxes.
Yes,
well,
you didn't see it.
Not right.
You didn't put up your markers. So if you're a plow driver, you want to make a true confession, we have a great prize today. It's one of our awesome hard-to-get WROR t-shirts.
Really hard to get.
You'll look good in that. 888-410-1057. So I have kind of a true confession. Back in the day, I was working at a radio station. It was in Woburn.
Yeah.
And we got the message on a Friday to clear your cars, right? But I'd already left for the day.
Okay.
And I took the station vehicle home because I had to be back the next day. So I drove the station vehicle home, came back Saturday morning, and my car was gone. So I called the building guy and said, hey, where's my car? Well, it was towed. We sent a memo out at 5 o'clock. I said, well, I was gone.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you want to get your car.
Yeah,
if you want it, you got to go call this company, this tow truck company. So I called the tow truck company. Now, tell me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
So he picks me up, drives me to get my car in a $150 bill. So I was a pretty young guy, and he pulls me up to his parking lot, and my car was right there on the street.
I see.
I had my keys.
Yes.
And I think you know where the story goes.
So you said, I'm not going to pay this? Or
he said, just... follow me. And I went to my car, opened it, got in. He said, hey, what are you doing?
And you drove away.
I said, I'm just, my car's here. I'm driving home. And he's banging, yelling at me. And I just took off, drove off. They called me Monday and said, you owe me $150. I said, I don't know who you are.
He said,
you stole your car. I said, I can't steal my car. Call the police and let them know I've stole my car. Let them deal with it that
way. And then what did he say?
I'll get you next time.
Oh, my God. So
I'll get you next time, my pretty.
Did he have your keys by any chance?
No, he didn't. That's why I was able to get
it. All right, there you go. That was...
Correct me if I'm wrong, LBF.
Yeah. I feel like it's clever. I feel like you couldn't do it now.
Yeah.
But I feel like once in a lifetime is fine.
I was a very young guy, and $150 yes. bucks was a lot of money. All right, Bill, do you have a true confession?
I sure do. So I was plowing for a, let's just say, a certain municipality here on the South Shore, not to be named.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I actually did work for that municipality, and I was clearing roads for power crews to come in because there were several lines down. This is back in, the mid-2000s, and let's say. And there was a really low-hanging communication wire that if you've ever drove a backhoe, you'll know that the boom is about 12 feet in the air. Mm-hmm. So I very gingerly got by the telecommunications line going one way down the street, and then on the other way, I forgot.
Oh, boy.
The boom hooked the communications cable, and I snapped two poles, snapped them right off their base, right? And I ripped three services off at different houses.
Oh, my God.
It was
Bill.
Like a string of Christmas lights.
Oh, Bill.
So I'm standing there. And I said, maybe I ought to call my insurance company. So I did. I actually called my agent. He's like, nah, you're all set. He said, if it's lower than 14 feet, you're not responsible. I'm like,
good to know.
Wow. Good save, Bill.
Wow.
He did the right thing, though.
But it didn't make me feel any better.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
I still felt like an idiot.
Well, you're lucky you could call somebody because those other people couldn't.
Yeah, no, they couldn't.
That's a go big or go home. I like it.
I like it, Bill.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it in style.
Right, exactly.
Did you retire?
All right. No, I don't want to.
He's still out there. Okay, good. Yeah. just making sure. Thanks, Bill. All right, there you go.
That's awesome.
True confession Tuesday. Yeah. So if you've ever done it, like if you've a snowplow or anything like Bill just did, we'd love to hear those stories. A lot of you guys are out there, right? So give us a call. Phone number is 888-410-1057. Right. Where's our little Homer? Here he is.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Plow, that's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
Okay, Mr.
Right.
Plow.
He's out there. Yeah, give us a call, 888-410-1057. True Confession Tuesday.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
And definitely a winter storm morning. Remains in effect till noon today. That's when things will taper off in a high about 36. Might even see some sun today. That's nice. And partly cloudy tonight down to 27. Tomorrow, 42.
Oh, that's good.
All right. It's True Confession Tuesday. So today we're talking to a lot of snowplow guys.
Oh, my goodness.
On and off the air. All right. Just about a true confession that you've done snowplowing. Some of these stories are amazing.
A lot can go wrong.
A lot can go
wrong.
With a
giant truck, a plow, and a tired driver.
Yeah. So if you have a true confession you want to make, 888-410-1057. We have some guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. All right. Yep. So let's go to the phones here. We got, who is this? Bob?
Bob.
All right, Bob. Let's hear.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Your true confession behind the plow.
I was at the back of the corridor line, plowing there. And this girl comes out dressed to the nines, look like a business secretary or something, right? Mm. So all the trucks in front of me, I'm watching her making a wide berth around, and she's taking her time getting in her car, and I said, the heck with that. As soon as I got up to her, I had a load of slush, and she just sat in that BMW, and I looked out the mirror,
and I seen the slush hit the whole inside of the front side of that windshield.
Bob, that's terrible, man.
Oh, wow. And
I was tired, and she was taking her time, and I wasn't having none of that.
Bob's got to go, man. All right.
Wow, Bob, that's something.
Bob, that's, yeah. Don't mess with it.
It is a confession, yes.
Thanks, Bob. All right.
They don't let me play them anymore. Now I have to fix them.
No. All right, Bob, thank you. All right, let's go to the next one. Right. Bye, buddy. All right, Andrew, you have a true confession?
Hey, how we doing?
Good.
Yeah, so I was plowing for the city of Boston, like my first time ever plowing. I thought it'd be a good idea to drink like 3 Red Bulls to try to stay awake, like 2, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning, and I really got to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere to go. Everything's closed, so I went number 2 in a Burger King parking lot in their mulch bed.
Oh my God.
Hey, God.
I thought you had to maybe, you know, spring a leak. I didn't realize.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. Wow.
All right, Andrew.
When you got to go, you got to go. You do.
And so do we now, Andrew.
Oh, my God. I'll never look at mulch
Burger
the same
King
way
is
again.
Have it your way, right?
Yeah. Oh, bye, God.
Andrew. You know, it just, I don't drink Red Bull. Now, does that make you do that? I didn't know.
I thought, don't drink Red Bull.
No, now I'm never going to drink Red Bull. If that's what it does. All right, true confession Tuesday. Right? We're talking to guys who snowplow. They have some great stories.
Yeah.
These guys. I mean, whoa. If you have one, give us a call. We've got more time. 888-410-1057. Going to give you a one-size-fits-all WROR t-shirt you can wear proudly in your snowplow. Under your garments, okay?
Next to your Red Bull.
Yes. No thanks. 888-410-1057. True Confession Tuesday.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR. 1057 WROR. True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll
The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, True Confession Tuesday. We've had 48 hours of snow at this point. Welcome to December. Isn't it great?
Should be January.
Can you believe already just the piles of snow in parking lots? It looks like February.
Yeah, I
just
can't.
Already.
I feel bad for people who didn't do their leaves or me who didn't do the gutters.
Yeah, I didn't do my leaves either. I was hoping the cellar would.
Well, you'll worry about that in the spring.
Yep, that's what I told the wife. We'll worry about that in the spring. So we're talking to plow drivers because it's True Confession Tuesday, and we're learning stuff.
Oh, we
we're
sure
learning
are.
What plow drivers get annoyed by. In case
don't
you didn't know.
Yeah. Tick off a plow driver.
Don't tick them off.
We got Todd.
Mike makes right. Here's Todd. All right, Todd, let's hear your true confession.
So I used to plow gasoline stations.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got there, there was a car in the middle of the lot right on top of where the trucks fill the fuel tanks. And it didn't belong to anybody that worked there. Nobody knew where it came from. I built up a pad of snow on the plow and shoved it into the back corner of the lot,
mm-hmm.
and then plowed the lot and buried it.
You buried the car?
It was, yeah, and it was still there in the spring when the snowbank melted.
Yeah, bro. Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, the guy who plows our lot did that one time, except there was someone asleep in the car.
Oh,
no way.
There you go.
Was it you?
We found him in the spring.
Oh.
So, Todd, I mean, you knew what you were doing, right? I mean, that was, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just more annoyed that they knew
that's what, that's
who
what
it was.
Is. Right. You guys are annoyed.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know. Yep. You wouldn't take a mirror off or anything like that, though, would you? Thanks, Todd. See you, buddy. Well, there you go. True confession. So, let's take one more. Plow driver. Jim, do you drive truck? Plow driver?
I did. I drove a front end loader.
All right, let's hear your true confession.
We're plowing for a town, won't say what town, and, you know, there was a parking ban, and a gentleman was watching me plow his street, and he wouldn't come out and move his car off the street. So I took a 3-yard bucket and dumped the whole bucket of snow on his car.
Now, what annoys you guys? Is it the amount of time you're it's the middle of the night all day, you've been driving, you're tired, or is just stupid people?
Just stupid people.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We're trying to make the roads better for you guys.
Right.
Right.
Give us a break.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a break.
Hey, now.
Don't crowd the plow.
Don't crowd the plow. Jim, I got a quick question. Do you guys have some sort of sensor in the truck that tells you when someone has plowed their driveway so you can go plow the end back in?
I wish.
Yeah,
I wish.
Yeah, because
just have amazing timing.
Oh my god!
All right, Jim. Thank you. No, I know. I don't blame you guys. It's you know, how long have you ever had a shift? What was your longest shift, Jim?
3 days.
Three days with no break?
You get a little cranky.
Yeah, you do.
You're going to get cranky after 3 days of that. All right?
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, we appreciate it because these are good stories, and it's something to heed.
Yes. Now we'll be mindful of not being
Don't crowd the plow. Don't you see
don't
the signs?
Don't crowd the plows, and if Jim asks you to move your car, you better freaking move.
There you go, Jim. Hey, Jim.
Okay, Jim.
Hey, Jim, do you want a friggin' T-shirt?
Yeah. I would love a T-shirt.
We're going to give you a friggin' T-shirt, Jim. There you go. I like his style.
That's three days working out there.
Don't make Jim mad.
Jim tells you to move
All right,
your
that's
car,
it. Let's give him a friggin' car. T-shirt. All right, LBF, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. You know Dirty who's laundry. Coming up next? Mm. We have a special guest coming up. It has to do with Christmas and the Boston Pops. And, I don't know, music and sleigh rides and mm-hmm. Keith Lockhart. I can't keep it to myself.
All right, fine. All right, let's take a look at the laundry, LBF. What's in the bin? Plus, you have a special guest.
I know, at the bottom of the bin, top of the bin, we have a special guest. But before I get to that, I just want to mention Brad Pitt's upset and has nothing to do with Angelina Jolie. And I just feel it's my duty to inform you about this.
Mm-hmm.
He says we shouldn't be so quick to judge people for their mistakes. Thanks, Brad.
Okay.
He's not a fan of cancel culture. He was interviewed by Anthony Hopkins in Interview Magazine. Anthony Hopkins.
The Anthony Hopkins?
The Anthony Hopkins. Oh, this
sir.
Is what annoys
wow.
me.
Because
normally
yeah.
a reporter would do the interviewing, but now just celebrities are just taking jobs all over the place. Like instead of having the reporter who's
kind of like
you know,
the guy next to you doing
I'm just saying, yeah, exactly. Reporters, Anthony Hopkins, whatever. So he said people are too judgmental and quick to treat people as disposable. And he said, we don't, as a culture, seem to stick around to see what that person's next step is when they make a mistake. And that's the part I find so much more invigorating and interesting, the next step.
Good for Brad.
Speaking of culture.
All right.
We have culture in the studio right
hey,
now.
Look.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. It's Keith Lockhart with the Boston Pops. And I'm just thrilled that you're here because I love the Boston Pops. It kicks off the Christmas season. I hate to brag, Bob Bronson, but last year I read "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" and at the Boston Pops, and I can die a happy woman now. It was the most amazing night of my life.
Wow. How'd she do, Keith?
She was great.
Really? You wouldn't say if she wasn't.
No, well, I wouldn't. but in this case, I can say with a clear conscience, she was great.
Well,
you
know what? It's we call it True Confession Tuesdays here. We just talked to snowplow drivers, and they made some incredible confessions. You know, driving for 3 days in a row, you do things. So
bad things.
We're going to ask you your true confession. Who is the worst reader of The Night Before Christmas?
Oh, wow. Well, we've probably done it at least 1,200 times or so in the time I've been there, 25 years now, and there have been some memorably bad ones. There was an older gentleman who was a retired college president who took three times the normal length of reading the thing, because every time he got to the end of a page, he'd take his reading glasses off, moisten his fingers, turn the page, put his reading glasses. It was in mid-sentence.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But the very worst probably belongs to the late and beloved comic Dom DeLuise.
Really?
Who was a patron of the Proctor's Theater in Schenectady, New York, where we just were on Sunday. Not with Dom, I'm afraid. But I met him backstage. I said, Mr. DeLuise, it's great to meet you. And he said, well, you know, I respect this material, and it's so great to be with the Boston Pops. He said, don't worry about me. He said, I'm just going to play it straight. I'm an actor, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh,
boy. So I said, great. I walk on stage, and he grabs the mic. He walks on stage and introduces me and makes a Viagra joke.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
This is a matinee.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
There are 1,500 kids.
He went all Captain Chaos.
Mommy, what's Viagra?
Oh, my
Ask your
God.
Father.
Yeah.
And then to... And then to top it all off, the reading was horrible.
It was really? Dom was horrible.
Oh,
jeez.
No.
Didn't respect it. Well, there you go. True Confession Tuesday.
So you
kick off tomorrow night, right?
We do. We kick off in the hall, and what follows is about, I think, 45 performances between now and
Amazing.
New Year's Eve. And,
mm-hmm.
But who's counting?
Yeah.
And I have to say, I love this weather. So many times in these last 25 years, you know, it's 47 and raining the day
right.
before
right.
the pop starts. This looks like what we're supposed to be celebrating out there, people.
Yeah.
No, I agree. We had a white Christmas already.
Yeah.
That's good.
Going to the Boston Pops with your family or friend, it absolutely is the best way to kick off the season. I take my daughter, Lucy, and first of all, there's food.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
snacks. And the snacks.
You had me at snacks.
And it's just, I mean, it's
alcohol
wonderful.
Food.
And Santa mm-hmm. comes.
Hey, yeah.
You wouldn't go if there wasn't.
Yeah. That's always assumed. but it's just, it's a must. You must do it. It's just, you have to do it, and it'll be a tradition.
It's True Confession Tuesday. Here's mine.
Okay.
I've never seen it. Now, I'm back after, you know, being away for
a few
years.
Yeah, that's right. You have an excuse.
So I haven't seen it, but even when I was here working in Boston, you had just started, Keith, about 26 years ago. Yeah. I
vaguely remember back then. And you missed us.
You look
too
great. Well, you got the hair. It's amazing.
Let's fix
But
this.
I've never
let's
seen it.
There,
yeah,
Bob,
I've got to see
know?
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would love
He's
to
not
do that.
He's not that cultured.
Yeah.
We're pulling out the tickets as we speak.
That is awesome. We know we'd love to see it.
Boston Pops, pretty good band.
Yeah.
That's a great show.
So let's talk about it. There's lots of children's matinees, perfect for the little ones. Right?
Right.
So you can see it?
Well, there's 38 Holiday Pops concerts.
Mm-hmm.
About 30 of those are regular two-half sort of concert. And a few years ago, we realized that in the daytime concerts, the morning shows on the weekend and some of the afternoon matinees, our audience was two-thirds children. It was
mm-hmm.
one adult with, you know, three kids with them.
Right.
And we started saying, well, some people are looking, especially for the youngest ones, to have something that's a little more user-friendly for kids. Shorter program,
mm-hmm.
Most of the same material on it, but in one half, because those of you who are parents know the second
yeah.
half is a mm-hmm. lost cause.
Yeah.
We even alter the menu a little bit to attract the milk and cookies sort of crowd. And
there you go, Bob.
And they've really been incredibly
what kind of
successful.
Cookies? No, I'm kidding.
But you know the scariest thing? I have pictures. People are coming up to me now with pictures of them and their doting parents around them, you know, like sitting on my lap having a picture taken backstage afterwards, and they're bringing those people are now grown up and bringing their kids
Look
to the
at
concerts.
That. See, that's going to make you feel it,
wonderful
old.
And
no, but good.
Old.
Right. You know, my mother-in-law Bev has quite the crush, so I might have to bring Bev if you don't mind.
Please do.
You know,
Please
maybe
do.
A little meet and greet, and that'll
we can do
that's
that.
That's her bucket list as far as that goes. But yeah, also a post-Christmas holiday celebration, Bugs Bunny at Symphony.
Well, you know, we also figured out that after the holidays, we stopped playing Christmas concerts because nobody wants to hear that music after the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
But people have the kids at home. They're really desperate for something great to do with the family.
Yeah.
And this year is the 30th anniversary of Bugs Bunny at the Symphony, which is this incredible program that uses all the big classical music moments from the Bugs Bunny, the Warner Brothers cartoons.
Fun.
You know, the Rabbit of Seville and the Wagner operas and all that. It's great. It's hysterical. It's really for all ages because, you know, the rest of us grew up with that.
That's right.
Yes, kill exactly. the wabbit.
Kill the wabbit. Kill the wabbit.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's good.
And Brian will be singing.
I see. All right. So here's the deal. If you want to, awesome. You can actually purchase tables for five or individual tickets in the balconies, right? You can do that. And go to bostonpops.org. For the,
and we'll see you there.
Brian. Are we live on Facebook?
Oh, yes. Brian has, let it be shown, a Wagner Rhine Maiden helmet with the fake plastic horns.
At the ready, which is so bizarre.
How did you know?
I'm formerly a prop master.
Yeah. Hey, Keith, you were telling us so you have two kids, two boys, seven and nine. What are their names?
Three boys, actually, but two of them at home, seven and nine.
Yeah.
They're really, you know, right now into their holiday central right now.
Oh,
seven
sure.
and nine is a perfect sort of an age.
That's great.
They're also thrilled because they know that there's no school today.
So
they may be listening. Hi, guys.
Well, we did a bit earlier. I'll let you go, but we did a bit earlier where If you had to name either your kid or your dog what you had for dinner last night, what would your kid's name be? Think about that.
Frozen food. That's for sure.
Frozen food.
Frozen food. It's that's pretty good.
Better than TV dinner.
Mine was sweet. Mine was sweet potato casserole. So that'd be a good girl's name.
In the South, that would work.
Yeah. Right? Wouldn't it?
Come here, sweet potato casserole.
Yeah, again, I don't know though.
All right, Keith, it's great finally meeting you after all these years, okay?
Well, looking forward to seeing you at the Pops.
I can't wait to come. So, again, just go to bostonpops.org. Starts tomorrow night, okay? And it's also sponsored by Fidelity Investments. There you have it,
guys. Wow, it's great. I can't
Keith
wait.
Blackheart. Good.
Thanks, guys.
Best time of the year.
Merry Christmas.
It is the best time of the year. And you got the snow. You got the props. It's all good. Make it a part of your holiday. I plan on doing that myself, okay? How about some Thin Lizzy for you, Keith?
Perfect.
Who do you listen to when you're not popping?
Nothing.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, Brian, make it stop.
Okay, please. I'll make it stop. Over the weekend,
all right,
without really any fanfare, just dropped it, Xfinity unveiled this commercial featuring E.T. And there was a short version that ran on TV, and then the longer version on their website. You can actually see the whole thing at WROR.com.
Yeah.
And it's with Elliot,
who's
had a little DUI trouble lately, but that's okay.
That's all right.
And E.T. and Elliot's kids, and it was just really sweet. And you know, but it was just an Xfinity commercial, but it was really well done, I
think.
It was kind of
fun. It was like 5 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like a 4.5 minute like little short with E.T. and Elliot's kids.
Any apostrophes that you want to give that?
No, it didn't pluck my heartstrings.
It didn't do it for you.
No, but then again, I'm cold and dead inside.
Okay, please stop.
Oh, I love that song.
Neil Diamond.
Got her back.
Make it stop. Okay.
They've done that.
Finally.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, indeed. And let's say good morning to Mary Ricciardi from Norfolk. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Now, are you staying home today? You got a snow day? What's going on?
Nope. I have to go in after this.
Oh.
Bob, there are no snow days, only snowy days.
Snow, yeah.
That's
right.
What my dad always said.
It's
a Bruceism.
Yep. Well, Mary, you heard her. You're going to have to go to work. But first, we're going to try to give you $1,000, okay?
That would be great.
Are you super smart?
Well, I'm trying to be today.
Now, we're going to find out. So here's how it works. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions, 60 seconds to get them all right. We'll give you $1,000, okay?
Okay.
If you're not sure, say pass. We'll come back to it if we have time. You ready to go?
Ready.
What's 2 times 10?
20.
Glenn Frey and Don Henley were part of what band?
Pass.
Who is the conductor of the Boston Pops?
Keith Lockhart.
What country is Sicily part of?
Italy.
Phoenix is the capital of which U.S. state?
Arizona.
What is the Jewish New Year called?
Rosh Hashanah.
What term is used to describe the art of folding paper sculptures?
Origami.
What does an ornithologist study?
Ornithologist? Yeah.
What stopper necessary for champagne did medieval monks invent?
Pass.
How many colored squares are there on a standard Rubik's Cube?
6.
Glenn Frey and Don Henley were part of what band?
The Eagles.
What does an ornithologist study?
Oh, horns? I don't know.
What stopper necessary for champagne did medieval monks invent?
She thought you said hornithologist.
Oh, that's funny.
ornithologist, Mary. All right, Mary, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I got 7, right?
Yeah.
You got 7, guys?
Good job.
That's a passing grade, Mary. Not bad.
That's something to be proud of. Okay, an ornithologist studies birds. The stopper necessary for champagne medieval monks invented was cork.
Yeah.
And how many colored squares are there on a standard Rubik's Cube? 54.
You were thinking just 6.
Yeah, I should probably thinking just the colors.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking the colors.
But yeah, all around.
No,
total.
Mary,
total.
Mary.
But great job.
Well, it's hard to imagine that monks came up with the cork. So whenever you say stick a cork in it, can thank
them. They came up with champagne, too.
And the Rubik's Cube.
It's quiet.
You know that?
Yeah.
Pretzels.
Yeah, the whole thing. Mary, you got 7 out of 10. That's a win in our book. Congratulations. But nobody leaves here empty-handed, okay? This is great. You just won a $100 Venezia Boston gift card. How does that sound?
Sounds awesome.
It's Boston's award-winning Italian restaurant now through December 31st. For every $250 online gift card purchase, you receive a $25 e-card. Please visit VeneziaBoston.com for more info. Who are you going to take with you, Mary?
I guess I'll take my husband, Jim.
Oh, that's nice, Mary.
I guess.
Your boyfriend busy?
LBF.
Just kidding, Jim.
Yeah. You don't know him. You know Jim. All right, Mary, you hang on. Thanks for playing, okay? Have a great day. Drive slowly.
I will. Thank you so much.
Great job.
Right. It's not great out there at all as far as that goes. Okay, if you want to play super smart in 60 seconds, do what Mary did. Just go to WROR.com. Sign up there.
She was great.
She's very good. Calm. She had a lot of
collected.
Right.
Yep, yeah. She did.
WROR. It's 80s and more. We are strong. We're New Englanders. A little snow in December. 12, 14 inches. Not a problem.
Speak for yourself.
Right? We are not strong.
I'm not strong.
We are not.
I'm scared. I drive like a Nana.
Well, you do drive like Nana, and that's okay.
Yes.
You know, your hands, both hands are at 10 and 2.
Like perched up at the wheel.
I know. Like crunch. Just shaking your fist at those fast drivers. I know.
It's really Ford versus Ferrari type stuff.
What's more annoying for you? What's more annoying? The slow driver ahead of you that just won't move as fast as they could, or the fast driver that blows by you?
The fast driver. Because the slow driver I know is like me and is nervous and scared and doesn't want, you know, to have an accident and all that stuff. And I feel bad for them. And I always try to, like, give them positive thoughts. Like, it's going to be okay.
It's gonna be
You're
okay.
going to make it okay.
Loosen up.
The person who's, like, flying up behind me and then passes me, I wish so many bad things on. I can't even. It's like a complete opposite.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that bad? I can go from praying for somebody to wanting them.
Now, be careful. Yeah.
Just slightly.
Everyone who's slower than me is a moron, and everyone who's faster than me is an a-hole.
Do I need to bleep here, Brian?
All right. That's how it is for me.
That's it. Well, if you have time later today or any time, go to our website, WROR.com. It's up and live, right, Brian? It's our Bob Eats Boston. We went to Rochambeau.
Yes, we did.
Wow, is that
so
good.
Great. It's right on Boylston, right next to the Prue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this French restaurant, bistro, cafe. It's got everything, really.
Yeah, it does.
You walk in and you can get, like, grab a sandwich to go or a cup of coffee and sit at your computer, or you can go to the restaurant portion where downstairs is more like the casual lunch and a beautiful bar. You know, I love bars.
We had dinner upstairs.
We went upstairs for dinner.
Wow.
Where it is posh, but like posh in a way that's really accessible. Like, you don't feel like you're, you know, in like a place where you've feel weird about yourself. You're like very comfortable eating an enormous sandwich.
Oh, we got comfortable.
Yeah.
We got comfortable.
Yeah.
So the idea with Bob Eats Boston is being back, there's all kinds of new places that we should discover.
And tell me about.
And the folks, hungry. And there's that.
He's also very hungry, as are we.
Yeah. So they gave us incredible foods to sample. We just asked, what's the best stuff on the menu? We had a lobster roll, which was phenomenal. This sandwich that I can't remember the name of it. It was
Croque Monsieur.
Croque Monsieur.
Oh
yes,
my
it
God.
Was.
French onion soup was amazing.
They had these oysters that were made the escargot style. Mm-hmm. So they were in individual little buttered bowls of yumminess and garlic.
Delicious. So good.
So, yeah.
So the video's up at WROR.com. Brian's also on Facebook.
I'll put it up on Facebook. And you know what I thought was interesting? Because you walked in and you thought you should be smoking like a really long cigarette.
Rochambeau.
Very French.
Yeah.
But it actually smells like smoke because they have a wood-fired oven.
Yeah.
So you just have this like little hint of like the wood fire. It smelled really great in there because of that.
Loved it. So check it out. Go to our WROR.com or Facebook page. It's Rochambeau, Bob Eats Boston. Just a couple of minutes, long. But you will like it. You'll be impressed. You'll fall in love with it.
With that croque monsieur.
I can't wait. Oh. I'm going to ask my wife out, Carolyn, see if she'll go.
She should.
I'm going to get her the oysters.
Oh, jeez. Come on. on.
Is there
on behalf of your daughters, I'm like, ew.
Why? No, they were delicious.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.